Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is Chris Godwin, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Hey there, Roster Watch Nation. It's your friendly neighbor Trashman here to talk recent camp news. Let's go ahead and get started. First off, Dallas Goedert said Eagles offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo could get him the ball more in 2025. Goedert said Petullo's been making tweaks to the run-heavy Philly offense that could create more opportunity for the team's pass catchers. Throughout OTAs, I've really loved what he's done with the offense, what he's doing with the offense, rather. Goedert said, little changes here and there, and I'm really excited for the opportunity just to, with the connection I grew with him the last 4 years. What he sees in me in different ways that he's going to get me the ball, I'm really excited for. I guess those are complete sentences somewhere. Anyways, Goedert was targeted on 25% of his routes in 2024, seventh highest rate among tight ends. You know, and if that increased, that would put him in rarefied air. Goedert right now hasn't been really an enticing fantasy option at tight end, but you know, considering the tight end landscape, we always talk about it being a barren landscape, and we look for silver linings, and this could be a silver lining if Goedert does get more targets this season. I mean, he's always been the third target in Philly behind Devontae Smith and AJ Brown. But maybe he gets some more looks this season, enough to put him in the top five, you know, amongst tight ends. I mean, we're talking about targets. So it's good news for Goedert. Good news for us, because we get another tight end option, another maybe elite tight end option. He returns to that category this season. We'll see. The Athletic's Mike DeFabo. Or DeFabo, we'd have to ask him, believes wide receiver Roman Wilson should be a good fit for Aaron Rodgers. He mentioned that Wilson, during his collegiate career at Michigan, feasted on in-breaking routes over the middle of the field at Michigan, which should fit Rodgers' skills. So he doesn't have to throw that far, if that's what he's insinuating. Wilson will be up against Calvin Austin for the team's number two role at the receiver position behind DK Metcalf. You know, you have to think whoever's in the number two role is going to be a fantasy contributor in that offense. Wilson could be the guy. He's bigger than Calvin Austin, more of a red zone target potentially. Calvin Austin more of a big play receiver. But Wilson might be a better fit for a player of Rodgers' ilk at this point in his career. So both of those guys you can get value on in drafts right now. Easy peasy. Get them in your last round of your draft and really any format right now. So Wilson, Austin, take your pick. One of them is going to hit. And more football news. Kyler Murray said Marvin Harrison Jr. is more confident this season than he was in 2024. That would make sense. He's got another year under his belt, you know, his first NFL year under his belt. Said he's noticed a different comfort level with Harrison, a different confidence. You know, this bodes well for Harrison. You know, one of the most disappointing players in 2024 for me, even though he didn't have a terrible year. But he just didn't have chemistry with Kyler Murray on a consistent basis. Harrison wasn't able to separate a lot of the time. So maybe Murray gets him some more short targets, some more underneath targets. Maybe that increases Harrison's chances of actually making consistent marks on a week-in, week-out basis in fantasy in 2025. I mean, he's arguably the team's top target. You know, Trey McBride is up there too. But Harrison should be the guy. And hopefully with another year under his belt and this new confidence, this new comfort, maybe he actually lives up to his potential this season. In either case, I don't think you're going to get value on him. But I still hope he produces. In more football news, during an appearance on the Sports and Suits podcast, Browns wide receiver Diontae Johnson said he believes the team will start Kenny Pickett at quarterback. I've been seeing Kenny going like right now with the ones. I think they're going to stick with him through the preseason. Pickett has been taking snaps with the starters in camp, and Johnson confirmed this to be the case with Joe Flacco rotating in after, maybe because Joe Flacco doesn't need to practice as much. He's an OG. Just put him in there. Small hands, Pickett, threw 15 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, and 24 starts over two seasons. I mean, I guess you could say he's almost batting 500. Rookies Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders will likely work into roles on the team. And it's very unlikely that either one of them will start the season as the Browns quarterback. Pickett and Flacco seem like the most likely options right now, and Pickett seems to be in the lead somehow. Although I think Flacco's a better quarterback for fantasy purposes. If Pickett does take the starting role to enter the season, I mean, I'm already hesitant to draft any Browns receivers. You know, and that just decreases my chances of drafting any of them anymore. Hopefully Flacco is playing under center come week one.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
And more football news. Malachi Corley faces an intense battle for a roster spot. The Jets wide receiver, you know, was supposed to be a splashy rookie. Hadn't really lived up to that. You know, the coaching staff that drafted him really liked him. But he could never really work his way into a starting spot. An undisclosed injury hasn't helped his chances early in this offseason. I mean, honestly, this might not be the worst thing for Corley if they do cut him. You know, hopefully can find new legs on a new team that can utilize his explosive ability and his good route running ability. You know, so I don't hate it for Corley. Maybe give him a start somewhere else. Someone who's getting a new start in the NFL this season, his first start, his only start, potentially. RJ Harvey is believed to be a significant part of the offense by the Athletic's Nick Cosmiter or Cosmiter. All these names, so ambiguous. Asked about the J.K. Dobbins signing in a mailbag, Cosmiter welcomed the opportunity to dispel this narrative and said, if anything, Harvey has exceeded expectations during his early days endeavor. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see. Hopefully we'll get some of our own eyes at Broncos camp this offseason. It's yet to be seen. But that bodes well for Harvey's chances, if that is the case. Alex would love to hear that. He loves him some R.J. Harvey. Thing is, Dobbins still has juice. And he's the more experienced back. I mean, they seem like they'd be kind of redundant. But maybe they're just bringing Dobbins in really as insurance for R.J. Harvey, who they, you know, really haven't seen. They haven't seen take an NFL snap up to this point. But maybe it gives us a little bit, maybe we can start getting some value on Harvey. If people have soured on him a bit, you know, Dobbins getting his due. If we can get Harvey a little bit later in drafts, then I'm all for it. More scuttlebutt about J.K. Dobbins being the starter in Broncos. So I can get R.J. Harvey later in drafts. In more football news, Sports Illustrated's Albert Breer believes former Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs could be signed by an NFL team in 2026. Ruggs, who we haven't heard from in a while, is eligible for parole in August 2026 after being sentenced to 3 years in prison for felony DUI causing death and misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter. You remember that. Unfortunately, I do. He could get suspended again. The league said that they'd review the matter. But Ruggs will only be 27 in 2026 and could get a second chance. You know, if he does his time, he should get a second chance, as we all should. Ruggs, speedster, one of the guys we were excited about in fantasy as a Raider. Hopefully he gets another chance. Hopefully he's learned a lesson. We'll see. A new name in 2026 to monitor. We got some time, though. I mean, as we expected, it's practically impossible to watch an Indianapolis practice and not notice how often Tyler Warren touches the football. We expected him to have a notable role in 2025, his rookie season. And this is just being confirmed. Any doubts about him having a notable role were erased in the first week of OTAs when he could be seen running drag routes or matching up with linebackers in the middle of the field. ESPN Stephen Holder continued. Holder, that's a name I can pronounce. Warren, you know, people haven't been talking about him much in best ball formats. You know, outside the top 10 in tight ends, which in this tight end landscape, you know, it's hard to believe. But it looks like he will exceed expectations in his rookie year. So don't count Warren out. Count him in. Draft him where you can. Or you can always just take Dallas Goedert.